When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Law School of America.
A license is an official permission or permit to do, use, or own something, as well as the document of that permission or permit. A license is granted by a party, licensor, to another party, licensee, as an element of an agreement between those parties. In the case of a license issued by a government, the license is obtained by applying for it. In the case of a private party, it is by a specific agreement, usually in writing, such as a lease or other contract. The simplest definition is a license is a promise not to sue, because a license usually either permits the licensed party to engage in an activity which is illegal and subject to prosecution without the license, for example, fishing, driving an automobile, or operating a broadcast radio or television station, or it permits the licensed party to do something that would violate the rights of the licensing party, for example, make copies of a copyrighted work, which, without the licensed party could be sued civilly, criminally, or both. In particular, a license may be issued by authorities to allow an activity that would otherwise be forbidden. It may require paying a fee or proving a capability, or both. The requirement may also serve to keep the authorities informed on a type of activity and to give them the opportunity to set conditions and limitations. A licensor may grant a license under intellectual property laws to authorize a use, such as copying software or using a patented invention, to a licensee, sparing the licensee from a claim of infringement brought by the licensor. A license under intellectual property commonly has several components beyond the grant itself, including a term, territory, renewal provisions, and other limitations deemed vital to the licensor. Term: many licenses are valid for a particular length of time. This protects the licensor should the value of the license increase or market conditions change. It also preserves enforceability by ensuring that no license extends beyond the term of the agreement. Territory: a license may stipulate what territory the rights pertain to. For example, a license with a territory limited to North America, Mexico, United States, and Canada would not permit a licensee any protection from actions for use in Japan. Again, a shorthand definition of license is a promise by the licensor not to sue the licensee. That means without a license, any use or exploitation of intellectual property by a third party would amount to copying or infringement. Such copying would be improper and could, by using the legal system, be stopped if the intellectual property owner wanted to do so. Intellectual property licensing plays a major role in business, academia, and broadcasting. Business practices such as franchising, technology transfer, publication, and character merchandising entirely depend on the licensing of intellectual property. Land licensing, proprietary licensing, and IP licensing. Real property licenses. A license provides one party with the authority to act on another's land, when such action would typically amount to trespass absent that license. A key distinction between licenses and leases is that a license grants the licensee irrevocable non-assignable privilege to act upon the land of the licensor, without granting any possessory interest in the land. Once a license is agreed upon, the licensee may occupy the land only so far as is necessary to complete the act. Another key distinction between a license and a lease is that leases are generally required to be in writing, where the statute of frauds requires it, while licenses can be made orally. Creation. A license is generally created by an express or implied agreement. The licensor must agree to the license, which can be shown in writing, or the licensor's acquiescence in its exercise. Furthermore, unlike many other contractual agreements, a license does not require consideration. A license can be created with or without it. Moreover, whether an agreement is held to be a license and not a lease will depend on three essential characteristics of a license: 1. A clause allowing the licensor to revoke at will. 2. The retention by the licensor of absolute control over the premises. And 3. The licensor supplying to the licensee all of the essential services required for the licensee's permitted use of the premises. Termination. Under a pure licensing agreement, the licensor, under its terms and by common law, can cancel the agreement at will and without cause, unless it is coupled with an interest or made irrevocable by contract. A license that has been coupled with an interest is not revocable by the licensor without exposure to liability and potential damages. In the event a license is coupled with an interest, the licensor must provide reasonable time for the licensee to remove that interest from the property prior to termination. Additionally, because a license does not confer any possessory interest in the licensee, in the event of a sale of the property, the license is terminated and cannot be enforced against the new owners of that property. Moreover, the death of either the licensee or licensor will terminate the agreement. Remedies. If a license is revocable at will by the licensor, courts will be unable to grant specific performance in favor of the licensee. A licensee would be unsuccessful in bringing forcible entry claims or a detainer proceeding because the licensee was never granted any possessory interest. The licensee would also not be able to recover damages for money spent unless they are able to show detrimental reliance on the license. In certain cases, however, licenses can be made irrevocable, and specific performance may be granted. Where a license is made with a set term period and valid consideration is transferred, revocation of the license prior to the term's expiration may raise breach of contract claims that could provide damages against the licensor. Furthermore, once the licensor terminates or revokes the license, notice is statutorily required prior to the commencement of any special proceeding to recover possession of the property. For example, in NY that requirement is 10 days. Mass licensing of software. Mass distributed software is used by individuals on personal computers under license from the developer of that software. Such a license is typically included in a more extensive end user license agreement, EULA, entered into upon the installation of that software on the computer. Typically, a license is associated with a unique code that, when approved, grants the end user access to the software in question. Under a typical end user license agreement, the user may install the software on a limited number of computers. The enforceability of end-user license agreements is sometimes questioned. As of 2020, there are various ways to license software with different kinds of licensing models, which allow software vendors to profit from their product offerings in flexible ways. Patent licensing. Like other intellectual property, patent owners may grant permission to others to engage in conduct that would otherwise be within the scope of a patent. For example, a patent owner may authorize a licensee to make, use, sell, offer for sale, or import a patented product. Such agreements are typically referred to as a patent license agreement or a covenant not to sue. These agreements can last for a specific period of time, such as 5 years, or for the entire life of the patent, for example, until the patent expires. Patent license agreements may also be exclusive, for example, the licensee is the only person or entity that is allowed to sell, make, use, offer to sell, or import the patented invention, or non-exclusive, for example, the licensee is simply one of several entities who has rights under the patent. Finally, any rights given under the agreement may be limited to a particular field of use. For example, a licensee may be able to practice an invention in the field of consumer electronics, but not in the field of industrial electronics. Often, patent owners will require a licensee to pay money in exchange for granting a patent license. Such payments are referred to as royalty payments and come primarily in two forms, lump sum or running royalty. A lump sum royalty involves an upfront, one-time payment, while a running royalty typically involves periodic payments, for example, quarterly or annual, based on the number of patented products sold or imported. Trademark and brand licensing. A licensor may grant permission to a licensee to distribute products under a trademark. With such a license, the licensee may use the trademark without fear of a claim of trademark infringement by the licensor. The assignment of a license often depends on specific contractual terms. The most common terms are that a license is only applicable for a particular geographic region, just for a certain period of time, or merely for a stage in the value chain. Moreover, there are different types of fees within the trademark and brand licensing. The first form demands a fee independent of sales and profits. The second type of license fee is dependent on the productivity of the licensee. When a licensor grants permission to a licensee to not only distribute, but manufacture a patented product, it is known as license production. Artwork and character licensing. A licensor may grant a permission to a licensee to copy and distribute copyrighted works such as art, for example, Thomas Kincaid's painting Dawn in Los Gatos, and characters, for example, Mickey Mouse. With such a licensee need not fear a claim of copyright infringement brought by the copyright owner. Artistic license is, however, not related to the aforementioned license. It is a euphemism that denotes freedom of expression, the ability to make the subject appear more engaging or attractive, by fictionalizing part of the subject. Academia. A licentiate is an academic degree that traditionally confers the license to teach at a university or to practice a particular profession. The term survived despite the fact that nowadays a doctorate is typically needed in order to teach at a university. The term is also used for a person who holds a licentiate. In English, the degree has never been called a license. In France, the license is the first degree awarded in universities. In Sweden, Finland, and in some other European university systems, a licentiate is a postgraduate degree between the master's degree and the doctorate. The licentiate is a popular choice in those countries where a full doctoral degree would take 5 or more years to achieve. Vehicle licensing. A license to driving certain vehicles has been applied to many countries around the world. Being allowed to drive a certain vehicle requires a specific driving license, the type of license depending on the type of vehicle. Criminal law. In the United Kingdom, prisoners serving a determinate sentence, a fixed time in prison, will be released prior to the completion of their full sentence on license. The license is the prisoner's agreement to maintain certain conditions, such as periodic reporting into a probation officer and only living at an approved address, in exchange for their early release. If they break the conditions of the license, they can be recalled, returned to prison. Offenders serving determinate sentences are released automatically at a set point in their sentence, whereas prisoners serving indeterminate sentences, for example, life imprisonment, can only be released by the parole board. Economic theory. Patent licensing has been studied in formal economic models in the field of industrial organization. In particular, Katz and Shapiro, 1986, have explored the optimal licensing strategy of a research lab selling to firms who are competitors on the product market. It turns out that, compared to the welfare-maximizing solution, the licensor's incentives to develop innovations may be excessive, while the licensor's incentives to disseminate the innovation are typically too low. Subsequently, the seminal work of Katz and Shapiro, 1986, has been extended in several directions. For example, Bhattacharya, Glaser, and Sappington, 1992, have taken into account that the firms acquiring licenses must make further investments in order to develop marketable products. Schmitz, 2002-2007, has shown that asymmetric information due to adverse selection or moral hazard may lead the research lab to sell more licenses than it would do under complete information. Antelo and Sampaio, 2017, have studied the optimal number of licenses in a signaling model. Criticism. The provision of licenses and the agencies that mandate them are often criticized by American libertarians like Milton Friedman for creating an anti-competitive environment for occupations, which creates a barrier to entry for more qualified and skilled individuals who may not have the resources to obtain the necessary licenses. According to Friedman, licenses and permits have become so burdensome due to legislation that favors the current establishment of wealthy occupants that they decrease the supply of such occupations, which raises prices for the average consumer. Libertarians and the anti-authoritarian left, anarcho-communists, view competing guilds and other voluntary communes as being more beneficial for disseminating the skills and education required to perform a specified career.
The Law School of America.
The content used in the podcast is licensed by the Wikimedia Foundation Incorporated under a Creative Commons Attribution, Share Alike license. The text has been modified for audio. The content of these podcasts is for informational purposes only and do not constitute professional advice. These podcasts are not associated with the Wikimedia Foundation in any context.
The Law School of America.